Welcome to Vampire Campfire, the podcast that's about vampires. What a fantastic beginning that was. My name is Ian.
And my name's Caitlin.
What was that noise you made there?
I was about to say that was a really good entrance. But then
right. even better by you talking over me.
And then I didn't want to miss my cue because we talked about that last week.
About
me trying to jump in, but I don't think we're getting any better with it.
No, I think if anything, I think we're getting even more amateurish as the weeks go on, if that's possible.
I think so. I mean, the first one was quite good, and then these ones will just be downhill. The last one will be just us mumbling.
Oh, by the time we get to episode 100, could you imagine? It'll just be like mumbling and whistling. It'll be really bad.
Just us jumping in and talking on top of each other.
Now, do you think we're going to talk about vampires today?
I was about to say, I went and listened back to the other podcast. We're very critical of Discovery of Witches. We are. But I think today is going to be better because we're talking about vampires and we both liked it.
Yes.
I think that's the main thing. We both liked what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and it's one of my favourite films of all time.
It is one of your favourite films.
Well, it is. I mean, apart from Star Wars, which is a whole different thing, my favourite film is The Lost Boys, which is what we're going to talk about today.
It is. And I only watched it recently, so I only watched it last week, but I was also very impressed with it.
That's what I was wondering, because you have no history with this film. So I was wondering, what was your overall impression of The Lost Boys then?
I really liked it. I was a bit wary when you suggested it because, okay, it's an older film and it's quite 80s. And you did say it was a little scary, so I was quite nervous for that. But I actually really enjoyed it. Like, it's really funny. The character's really good. The story's good. The vampires are good. I really enjoyed it.
And there was no toast. There was no libraries.
There was no wine. There was no horse riding.
Mm.
There was demon dogs. I liked that.
Yes.
It was just a proper vampire film, unlike The Discovery of Witches.
And that was the thing, it's kind of strange because you like vampire things, but you're not keen on scary vampire things or scary things in general. So I was worried that this film might be a bit creepy and you might be scared. So did you find it frightening at all?
No, I really didn't. And I wonder if that's because maybe I just don't find vampires scary.
Could be.
I'm sure you will try and give me a scary movie to watch and I'll be terrified now that I've said that, but I just find them more interesting than scary. Like, there was a bit and they all turn into vampires, like proper vampires, because you don't see them as vampires at the start. They're more just like human. So the part where it turned into proper vampires, I was ready to be scared and I was on the edge of my seat, but it's okay. I was fine. I was really okay with it.
Well, that's good.
I know.
I'm pleased.
I
genuinely don't want to traumatise you through this.
No, I don't think you will. I think we're easing into it slowly. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And what did you think of the vampires? Because I know that's something that we often talk about. You know, last week we talked about The Discovery of Witches, how the vampires
were a bit rubbish.
They were really rubbish. So what did you think about the vampires and the Lost Boys?
I liked the Lost Boys vampires. I think they go back to proper vampires. Like, not that Edward Cullen is not a proper vampire, but the Lost Boys vampires are like really, really like scary vampires. Because you've got, so they sleep upside down, so they're kind of bat-like. They've got their fangs, they've got their drinking blood, they kill people, they can't go out in the sunlight, so they're proper traditional vampires.
Yeah.
Is that why you like this film so much?
I like the film because it came out at the right time for me. I was probably about, I don't know, 12 when this film came out, and I was already obsessed with Dracula and the whole vampire thing. when it came out. So the idea of this film, where you've got these wee boys who were about the same age as I was at the time, going after the vampires, it was just, it was like the perfect film for me at that point.
Did fashion sense?
No. No, I don't think my parents would have allowed me to dress like Sam dresses, those big long flowing coats.
I was going to say those big long coats and the ripped sleeveless shirts. That was pretty cool. No. The bandana as well.
No, I spent most of my childhood wearing a Scotland tracksuit.
A Scotland tracksuit.
I wasn't allowed to wear jeans until I was in S1 at school.
Why?
Because my parents were weird and old fashioned. I had to ask my mum and dad if I was allowed to have jeans, and they had a little family discussion about it, and then my mum took me to Marks and Spencer's and bought me a pair of sensible Marks and Spencer's jeans.
Wow.
What would now be called, I believe, mum jeans.
Our family discussion about it, I bet that was traumatising.
It was very traumatising. So yeah, so like I wasn't allowed to dress like any of the characters from The Lost Boys.
Oh, that's at all. I mean, looking back, but you're probably thankful for that.
Well, looking at the fashion now, absolutely, yes. That's the thing, because, I mean, like, people talk about their photographs of them in the 80s. In my like, 80s photographs, I am genuinely just wearing, like, football stuff. I just look like I've been to football training.
Well, to be fair, football will never go out of fashion.
That's true.
Like, it won't. As much as I would like it to, it won't.
I know you would. But, yes, I mean, it's very hard for me to describe why I like this film so much. It's such a weird film. Like, everything about it, like, the characters are all a bit weird. They don't really make films like this anymore.
No.
Because it's... The family dynamic is... I like the family dynamic of the main characters. You know, you've got the mother and her two sons moving to this Santa Carlo place to stay with her father, the weird grandfather.
They're
all kind of quirky and weird in their own way. Yeah. The granddad's brilliant.
I love the grandpa. I think he's my favourite character. Favourite non-vampire character, I would say.
Right.
I love the mum too. She's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, the mum, that Diane Wiest, who plays the mum, basically plays that character in every film and TV programme she's ever been in. And I like her. She's a very kind of warm and cute character.
She is.
In everything that she's in.
Mm-hmm. I was watching, This Is Us? That the program?
Yes,
that's what I've been watching with her in it, and she's just so lovely and cute, and she's a perfect grandma figure.
Yes,
that's what she is.
She's who you'd want to have as a grandparent to your children.
Yes,
basically.
Definitely.
What you're trying to say.
That's
quite
what
badly.
I'm trying to say very badly. I told you it would get worse as the weeks get on.
No. You didn't say, you said the weeks, not as the minutes went on. You would start to deteriorate and degrade over a period of 5 minutes.
It's quite early we're recording this, to be fair. Maybe it's the morning.
It could be. Yeah, because vampires aren't good in the morning.
They're not. I mean, the sunlight is up. Maybe we should try it at twilight.
That would be the best time to do it.
That would be the best time to do it.
So your favourite human character was either the mum or the grandfather?
I also liked Sam. I thought Sam was really funny. Yeah. I mean, I think it's funny in the way that, so his brother turns into a vampire and he says something like, oh my God, I'm going to tell mum on you.
I know, he's like, wait till your mum, wait till mum hears about this.
Yeah. I think that's really funny because I think it's such a brotherly thing to say.
I mean, it's kind of grounded in the real world. Like, the brothers' relationship feels quite real.
Yeah.
Because they do, like, they're quite close, but they also are sort of horrible to each other.
Yeah.
And when he turns into a vampire, he's really funny about it. You know, he starts making crucifixes with his fingers.
Yeah,
and like,
tell him
to stay back, yeah. He goes to bed with his mum with a garlic around his neck.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that. I like the kind of innocence of him discovering that his brother's a vampire and just kind of taking the piss out of him.
And I always liked the fact that he met those two, the Frog Brothers, Edgar and Alan, the vampire hunters. They're rubbish as well. But I mean, in a good way. They're meant to be slightly rubbish.
I was going to say, so did you know how you used to want to be a vampire hunter? Quite obsessively. Is that who you modelled your look?
No, do you know what? Bizarrely not. When I was doing my vampire hunting outside the abandoned house, Lost Boys was still about 6 years away.
Oh,
no,
I
was purely going by the sort of Van Helsing in the Dracula films.
Right.
I mean, I didn't wear like a suit and a we have a pocket watch and look like a kind of 18th century vampire hunter. I was just wearing my my Brisbane primary school sweatshirt.
Were you not wearing football trackies then?
Well, I wasn't allowed to when I went to school.
Oh, of course.
Remember, this was my vampire hunting was, I was only allowed to do it, well, the only time I had the freedom to vampire hunt was when I was walking back from school. So I was wearing my school uniform.
Oh, I see.
I know. So who's your favourite vampire then?
I like David.
Nah, I like David too.
I like David. I think he's pretty cool. I like his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's twisted and messed up, but he's a proper vampire. And I like that.
Do you know what's funny watching these films now is the guy that plays David is only 17 and a half in that film.
I
watched that film. I watched that film and I think he looks like he's in his 30s at least.
Oh, but no. I did not know that. I thought he was at least in his 30s or 40s. I thought when I looked up again to remember his name, I thought he'd be dead.
No. I mean, have you not seen 24?
No.
All right. So he's the guy, Kiefer Sutherland, the guy that plays David, was Jack Bauer in 24 for many, many years. That's what he's probably most famous for, even though it should be...
Not for Lost Boys.
Being David. Well, he is very famous for that too. I mean, back in the 80s, there were two films that came out a year apart. There was Stand By Me and there was The Lost Boys. And in Stand By Me, he played the kind of main thug. It was these wee boys who were victimised by these thugs, and the head sort of thug guy was played by Kiefer Sutherland. So he had this reputation for playing these scary, quite intimidating characters. And I think he does it fantastically because he is a very, very proper, in a way that the Cullens aren't in Twilight. He is quite terrifying.
He is quite terrifying. Like
when he's not got his teeth.
No.
When he's just normal. He's still, the way he speaks, you know, when he's like, drink some of this, Michael, be one of us. He's just very creepy.
I think he's quite bully-like. Like, he's quite a bully. And you can totally see that when he plays a character, that you would be pressured into drinking the blood. Although that bit did annoy me, because Michael obviously thinks it's wine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know you don't drink often, but... I can certainly differ between wine and blood. Like, you would think that Michael would have picked that up as soon as he drank a sip of it.
But no, he just downs it.
He just downs it, and then he wonders why he's becoming a vampire.
And then he hangs off a railway bridge thing, and then flies.
And then flies down, and then he still's not quite sure that he's a vampire or not.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. No, but I like David. I also like Star. She's very pretty, but I wanted to see her as a vampire.
Yes. You'd said to me afterwards that you thought the reason they kept Star not as a vampire was because she would have probably looked ugly as a vampire.
Well, I think so before, I thought Star was going to be the head vampire. I thought it was going to be a big twist, and Star was going to be the head vampire, and she'd manipulated everyone and told David to turn Michael, things like that. But then I realised it was filmed in the 80s, and really female roles were just for being pretty and motherly.
They were eye candy.
Yeah.
And they were either eye candy or a mother figure, and that was it.
And she was both, because she had to look after that creepy vampire child.
Laddie. I must admit, he's the only thing in the film that I hate.
I don't like Laddie.
Because they've got him dressed like... the Beatles in the front of Sergeant Pepper, which really annoys me. He's wearing this weird Sergeant Pepper coat, which I hate, and he's got really long hair.
Yes.
And when he becomes a vampire, his head gets really big and he looks weird.
Well, because you get a close-up of him as a vampire, and I instantly thought, oh my god, what an ugly vampire. And then I realised it was the little boy. But that annoyed me as well, because they turned him into the vampire, but not Star.
I think maybe the idea was maybe he didn't have as much control, that Star and Michael both, because none of them were full vampires at this point.
Okay.
Because they hadn't killed anyone. And I think the idea was maybe that Michael and Star, because they were older, were able to kind of suppress and control their vampirism, whereas Laddie was just a wee annoying 6-year-old.
That's true. But then we also get to see Michael turn into a vampire.
That's true, but he uses his power to fight David.
David. Very true. I'm annoyed at the injustice that Star did not become a vampire.
I can tell. So, do you think, and what did you think about Max?
Max, I liked him at the start because I told you afterwards, after I'd watched it, that I thought he was the vampire hunter.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was going to be the main vampire hunter, not the frog boys, and destroy all the vampires. And then I kept thinking that all the way through, and it wasn't until his demon dog came.
Until Thor attacked.
I thought maybe he is the main vampire, but then I was still holding on for Star. I really was. Wanting her to be the main vampire.
I'm really sorry. It wasn't Star.
It's a bit disappointing, but it's fine. I'll get over it, I'm sure.
Do you think this is a film you'll watch again?
I think it is. I was telling one of my friends that they should watch it. Because they're quite into 80s movies.
Oh, they'll love it then, because it's a very 80s movie.
They'll really love it. They're not that into vampires, not as much as we are, but I don't think many people are.
No.
Apart from our listeners, of course.
Of course.
So I think I'm maybe going to watch it with them. I'm quite excited for that. And I like it because it is a comedy. It is a comedy.
Yeah, I mean, vampires. It is genuinely funny in bits. It's laugh out loud funny in parts.
I mean, what do you prefer? Do you prefer like a serious vampire movie or
again, I think why this is why this film hits the sweet spot for me, because it's both, because it's genuinely, I mean, it is an atmospheric creepy film in parts, and yet it's also incredibly funny. Like, the characters are genuinely funny, not unintentionally so. Like, Twilight can sometimes be you know, every time Bella's face appears is funny, but you know, this is a genuinely funny film. But this film, it did kind of, when I was a kid and I watched this a lot, I used to have to take my dog for a walk round the park beside the house I lived in. And in this park, there were lots of big trees. And in the winter, overgrown. And I used to just imagine that scene you were talking about when they turn into vampires, you know, when they're sitting in the trees and they pounce on those skinhead guys around the campfire. I always imagined, and I could never do it, I always thought, if I look up right now into these trees, the Lost Boys are going to be sitting there waiting for me, and they're just going to rip me apart.
Scary. That is
quite very
scary.
Creepy.
Did you bring your Lego?
I didn't.
No. Damn.
And I also like the fact that you don't really see them flying or anything like that.
I think
it's very much left to your. Well, that because of the time period.
Yeah.
You know, it would have looked, they would have been on strings, and it would have looked kind of ridiculous. So I like the fact that at the start, when they go after that security guy, it just shows their point of view. Anytime they attack, you kind of get their point of view and you get to see people getting ripped out of cars and things like that, but you never actually see them doing it. And it leaves so much to your imagination, imagining how terrifying they would probably look flying at you.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know, because at the start when they come onto screen, I kind of thought, oh, is this the vampires? And I did feel a bit let down because like, they just look like normal people. But then... Yeah. Your scary scene, the scene that haunts you when they all turn into vampires, it is good because you can properly see them as vampires and they are scary.
If you watch that scene a few times, there's some really brutal, there's a bit where one of them is basically ripping the scalp off one of the people around the campfire.
Really?
And it's really quite violent, and it used to freak. I don't think I noticed it the first time because it's lots of just flash shots of things that happen.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice it because I was just concentrating on their eyes.
But there's a bit where one of them bites into the top of someone's head, and there's another one where they're ripping the scalp off somebody, and it's really quite animalistic. That's what really freaked me out about that film, was that I watched this film again and again when I was a wee boy, and that scene really did haunt me.
Because I think if you're watching it for the first time, you're getting too distracted with everything that's going on. So you would need to watch it again to pick things like that up. And maybe I would find that more scary if I watched that again. So maybe I won't watch it again.
No, maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it'll haunt me.
So can you understand why this is my favourite film?
I do. It's very... I think it's a good mixture of both. It's like funny, and you've got the children's point of view. So, like, when you were growing up, you were probably the similar ages, as you said, and like, you could probably see yourself being a vampire or a vampire hunter and going and destroying the vampires. But again, it is quite scary, it is quite spooky, and it's quite, I don't know, a grown-up film.
I also loved the music at the time.
The music's
I still
good.
Do, actually.
The music is good.
Although, there is this weird bit. I mean, I love the song, but there's a weird bit where they go to this rock concert. And there's this topless, greased up guy playing a saxophone.
I did notice that.
And what I found weird about that is, like, the song he's playing, I mean, I it's called I Still Believe, and the guy is called Tim Capello, because obviously, you know, I've listened to the soundtrack a lot over the years as well. But what I find weird about this concert is he's playing this kind of, like, saxophone music, and yet there's all these kind of skinheads and, like, really rough-looking folk moshing along to it like it's heavy metal they're listening to. And they're really, honestly, they're really into it as well.
Yeah, they are. No, I did think that was a bit weird. Like, it's a weird concert for them all to go to. A saxophone, and there's so
many
jazz
folk,
concert.
There's so many folk there. Like, he's not famous, I don't think. It's just some random guy with, a bin full of fire playing a saxophone.
It was quite hot, though. It was quite hot.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, it was quite random that they were all out to jazz music.
A sexy jazz concert.
One thing that I thought as well, that I've got written down on my notes, and I'm moving house at the moment. You know this, but no one else does. And I couldn't find a piece of paper, so I had to write it on an IKEA instruction manual. So that was
excellent,
quite fun. So I wrote down that they're quite easy to kill, vampires. That would be my only letdown, apart from Star not being a vampire.
I mean, they do at the end. It just kind of, they all go quite quickly. One gets knocked into a bath of holy water. One gets shot by an arrow. Even David just gets chucked onto a stag. If that was I think that's a sign of the times. Like, if that was a modern film, that battle at the end in the house would have probably lasted about an hour.
Yeah, it would be very climactic.
Climactic.
Yeah, that was a little bit disappointing. Like, I liked it because, I did like how funny it was at the start and things like that, but the end was a bit, like, they were too easy to kill, I think.
I mean, it makes no sense that the granddad drives into the house and knows exactly where Max is going to be standing, and his wooden poles just happen to go through Max. But I don't care. I used to love that at the end.
Well,
thought that was brilliant.
I loved that the grandpa knew that there was vampires.
That's right. That's the last line of the movie.
Really,
the one thing
that,
I've always hated about Santa Carla, all the damn vampires.
And all the mum and the boys look at him like, why the fuck did you not tell us that we're vampires? That's what I really liked that bit. Really liked
it. I mean, because he must have known, like, because he knew they were coming. And they were coming to stay with him. Do you not think he would have said,
by the way,
there's vampires here.
Well,
just,
then surely
this might change your mind, but, you know, there's vampires here.
I know you're going for a divorce, so it might be quite hard, but there is vampires here.
Yeah, and they're scary vampires.
I do you not think he would have noticed that Michael was turning into a vampire as well?
You'd think so.
You'd be like,
the fact that he was wearing shades all the time in the house.
He could have been hungover, drinking all that blood wine.
That's true. That's very true. So, I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, most films have little sort of plot holes in them.
Yeah.
I love this film so much that I'm willing to overlook the plot holes.
Of course. Like I am with Twilight and Bella's terrible acting.
Yes.
And facial expressions.
No, but that's the thing, the acting, I don't think there's anything wrong with the acting in this film. I think
I think it's perfect.
Even the Frog Brothers are meant to be kind of cheesy. I've seen the behind the scenes footage of this many times, but in the documentary, the guy that plays one of the Frog Brothers, Corey Feldman, he talks about how the director had said to him to watch all the old kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone films. And that's who his character thought he was. So when he's talking that weird, grunty voice, he's trying to sound like one of these kind of action stars of the 80s. So that's why he talks in that kind of weird way. That's a deliberate choice.
I did think the grunty voice was weird. I thought it would be better if, like, maybe he had the grunty voice all the way through and then totally found the vampires and then maybe had a squeaky voice, like, oh my god,
that would have been funny.
That would have been really funny, because I kind of thought they maybe were pretending that they'd killed vampires before and they were vampire hunters, and then when it actually got to killing vampires, they'd maybe run away and leave Sam and Michael and everyone to deal with it themselves.
No,
but
I liked it
and I can see, like, if I watched it when I was young, I would definitely model my behaviour off them. 100%. I go around with my bandana.
Oh, what a shame we can't time travel and make you watch that as a child.
And probably, like, pretend to have a grunty voice and But then again, I would quite like to be the vampire, so I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is, you've got quite a young brother. You could dress him up in one of those kind of Sergeant Pepper outfits. Make him grow his hair and start calling him Laddie.
Calling him Laddie. And then I could dress up as Star.
Star, yeah.
With her beautiful with flowy skirts. So, yeah. Yep, beautiful skirt. And then maybe I could paint myself into the vampire that I wanted Star to be.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
Be That would be good.
So there you go. That's what we've taken from this episode, is that you're basically going to start living your life as Star in The Lost Boys.
But as a vampire, not as hard, just as a damsel in distress.
Right. That's great.
I know. It's exciting.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
I'm so glad that you told me to watch it, because I did really enjoy it.
No, I'm pleased. I mean, I felt it's the same when, you know, if you're recommending like a book or a song or anything that is quite important to you, there's always a bit of pressure that the other person that you've recommended it to might hate it. And you would feel like it completely invalidates your whole existence, because this is a film for 30 years that I have absolutely loved. And if you'd said to me, this film was rubbish, I hated it, I would have been, oh my God, my life is a lie. I like a terrible film.
Do you think that's what people thought when they listened to the Discovery of Witches podcast?
Very possibly. Yes, I imagine there's probably a few people who thought, I mean, the thing is, I know people. It was one of my friends had recommended the book series to me because they said it was really good.
Gosh.
And
get better
I haven't got the heart to say to them, yeah, I read the first one and it was utter shite.
It's really bad.
Let's not go back.
No, we're not going back. That was a dark place and I don't want to go back to that.
So I think we'll stop there, because we've hit the kind of 25-minute mark, which is good. Yeah. Hopefully the sound issues are okay. Because we've done both ones we've done, the syncing goes funny in the middle and we start talking over each other. So hopefully that doesn't happen this week.
I don't think I've cut out this week.
No, you haven't.
So fingers crossed that it sounds okay. I mean, we talk over each other quite a lot anyway. But it's just more so when the sound cuts off.
I know. It's just because we're excited to talk about vampires.
Exactly. Wait, I've got a joke for you before we go.
Go on.
What's a vampire's favourite meal?
Steak and chips?
Fang meal.
Oh, meal.
I said meal, not meal.
Fang meal. Fantastic. Sorry, fangtastic.
That was quite good, steak and chips. We can use that one next week.
Oh, you can't now?
Well, no, but I'll use it with my friends.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. That was my sign-off this week.
Anyway, folks, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.